to the Jeff Force Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for joining us, or sticking with us, I should say, on this Thursday morning, 251-340-1106. If you want to respond to anything we are discussing or hear from any of our guests, feel free to hit us up on that text line. Joining us now on the line, very pleased to bring on my next guest, announced formally yesterday that he is running for governor against incumbent Governor Kay Ivey. A crowded field now, but Tim James, the latest addition to it. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Jeff, top of the morning to you. Gorgeous day in the great state of Alabama. Thank you for inviting me on the show.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. Let's kick it off here. You decided to make it official and pull the trigger and run. Talk about that decision.
We did. As you know, we talked a few months ago, and you knew we were seriously looking at it. And we signed the papers in early December. But knew we would officially kick it off now, and we did. We had a great kickoff in Montgomery, and now I'm in Birmingham. We're doing a several-day tour across Alabama into every market, in the major, markets, media markets, and we're going to Huntsville later on today, and then back to Mobile as we begin to talk to the people of Alabama about things that I think are very important.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting to hear some of your priorities. Checking out a little bit of your announcement speech yesterday, it's interesting that this discussion we have, and tell me if this is your perspective, that somewhere along the way, people put less of an emphasis on these cultural issues, right? That in Republican Party politics in Alabama, I should say, that doesn't seem to be necessarily the centerpiece of a lot of platforms for candidates, but you decided to make that a central focus of your effort.
Yes, and not just in Alabama. It's a national Republican problem. And the reason for it, just ask yourself, the Republican Party, in large part, not all of them, have lost this moral compass. And so it's a very clear distinction. Either we're going to continue to be a Judeo-Christian nation, or we're not. And if we're not, what does it look like? And it looks like Europe, or even worse, with this Marxist push across this country, or it looks like Central America. I mean, so what's better, the America that we've known for a couple hundred years, or this new thing that's come on, that's infiltrated who we are as a nation in the last really 50 years, but very bad in the last 20. And when I see some of the legislation that is coming out of Montgomery, which is supposed to be the most conservative state in the union in terms of gambling, in terms of squishiness, and supporting of mandates coming out of the executive branch, all of these things, this marijuana scam, this bait and switch they call the Compassionate Act about medical marijuana, which is nothing about peddling a pot on the street disguised as medicine. I mean, this is being done by the Republican majority, not the Democrats. And so I begin to raise these issues, and I believe, Jeff, that as people begin to hear this, and think about it and digest it, and they will learn that it's true what I'm saying, they're not going to be happy. And at the same time, look in our education system, K-12, in the bottom of the pack, dead last in almost every category, it's absolutely embarrassing. It's unacceptable. And, we need a changing of the guard. There's no doubt about it.
That's interesting to me. The Republicans took over in 2011. There were a lot of promises made, and a lot of those promises were kept. The one that Republicans, the Republican-controlled legislature, and then obviously the constitutional offices, haven't really been able to tackle is education. What do you think is going wrong there?
They are because the education infrastructure, the education system is exists for itself, just like any other lobby, just like any other group. And when there's no tension and no pressure and no conflict coming from the legislature and the executive branch, they basically do what they want. And that's exactly why we're in a tailspin. If a governor and a legislature are doing, and I mean the leaders, if they're doing their jobs, there's always going to be a degree of tension and conflict. It's supposed to be. But when none of this has happened in the outlaw, the control in the farm, this is what happens. So there's no amount of money, Jeff, can change it, can fix it. It's not a money issue. It is a management issue, and they've been sitting idly by, and we've watched now the level of education based on grade scores have collapsed into the floor, and it is embarrassing. And so we're going to lay out over the next few months a very detailed plan. You know, it's one thing to stand around and rave about it and point fingers. That's part of it. You got to expose it. But then the other part is to come forth with a solution to fix it. And I can give you a few things that I think are essential, and we have a lot of good people thinking about this and working on it. Is the first thing is you've got to get discipline back in classrooms. People have got to have discipline. You know, teachers have got to have discipline where, you know, two or three kids disrupting a class, you know, disrupt the whole, affect them all. We got to get them out of the class. Money's got to follow the students. You know, it is now time for vouchers so that parents can snatch their children out of a underperforming school and then put them in another public school if there's vacancies, or in private schools if a private school wants to accept vouchers, or even homeschool. So giving parents the ability to do different things is well tested, well proven, and it's now time to do it here in Alabama. And unfortunately, it's taking this reality that public education, K-12 in Alabama, is rock bottom. It's the bottom of the pack. It's so embarrassing that you can't even believe it. And you ask yourself, what in the heck have these people been doing or paying attention to over these years? And the only thing I can figure is all they have cared about is pushing 9 casinos, pushing gambling, pushing medical marijuana. They raise gas taxes so that when people, every time you fill up with buy a gallon of gas, just remember that you're paying more in taxes. And yet they've evidently just ignored the educational situation, and it's not a secret. So leadership is the issue. Always is.
Well, tell me about this. You look at schools or the education system in Alabama, and I agree with you. The discipline and a lot of that is lacking, and it's a system that really is a self-perpetuating system that exists for itself and not necessarily for its stated purpose. But, you know, is there necessarily a government solution for that? A lot of it, to me, just appears cultural, particularly with children in their home life and what's going on there. If that improves, then you see a demonstrable improvement in schools, at least public education in Alabama. But is there necessarily a government solution for that?
Well, that's a good question. But, I mean, if you would have to assume that that problem doesn't exist in Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, or any other state, because we were ahead of all those states a decade, 15 years ago. In fact, in the early 2000s, we were scoring 39 in the 39th in reading, and now we're in the bottom tier. So, you know, there's really no difference in all these states. So it's not those issues exist. But somehow we've collapsed, and the others have jumped ahead of us. And the question is why? Why is Mississippi higher than we are? Why is Arkansas? Why is Louisiana? Why is anywhere? And especially when you look back further in reading, we were in a much better position than we were even 10 years ago. So I think it's a management issue. and it starts at the top. And you know what a governor's got to do, Jeff? They have to engage. And there's just nothing like what they used to call the old bully pulpit, where a governor would come forth with a plan that would improve education. They're going to fight you tooth and nail. And you just got to be prepared for the fight. And you're going to go to the mat because our kids are worth it. And you got to get strong principals in every school. Where you have a strong principal, you're going to have an increasing performance type school. Where you have weak principals, they're going to go downhill. It doesn't matter. It's the same. There's nothing new about it. We got to give principals and teachers bonuses tied to performance. If they go into really tough school districts, they ought to be paid more. You know, I don't know anything about coaching, but I could probably be a coach at the University of Alabama. But we've got to lift these school systems and some of these areas that are really underperforming. Their numbers are very bad, and they can be done. And the first thing you got to do is you have to believe it. And I believe it. I believe these children, I don't care who they are, can perform, can do better. And government's never going to replace mamas and daddies, but government, our school system have these children and they're 7-8 hours a day, and we can do a lot better. And there are too many examples of even poorer school systems that are performing much better. I won't tolerate it. I will tell you, I will expose it to the people of Alabama. I will go into these underperforming districts and I will tell the truth, because I care about these children, especially these children that are coming from, you know, more underprivileged areas. And that's where our focus has to be.
Joined by Tim James here on the program. He's running for governor of Alabama. Let's talk about something that's kind of in your wheelhouse here, infrastructure. I'm sure you're well aware of the problem here in Mobile, getting from Mobile County to Baldwin County. It's been a problem for the last 100 and something, ever since the automobile has arrived in this country and in this state. They have never quite had a long-lasting solution to the I-10 dilemma here. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this, about the proposals out there, what you think is the right a way to approach this, but that the I-10 question, and how much should the state play a role in coming up with whatever that solution should be?
Well, of course, the state has to come up with a solution, because it's a federal highway, but you know that the jurisdiction is the Alabama Department of Transportation. I want to go back. You know, we've been listening to this saga go on for years, and you know what the DOT did, and this just goes to show you what pathetic leadership really does look like. I was reading this stuff, and I know something about infrastructure, as you probably know. The original cost estimate to build that bridge was about a little less than $1 billion. Then all of a sudden, over the years, it went to almost $2 billion because they decided one day they were going to tear the bayway out, all the way out, and rebuild it, lift it up, and do all these things. And I kept thinking, why in the world would they tear out miles and miles of I-10 across the bayway and beyond when it doesn't need it? It made no sense. And so what they did, they got off on a tear. With public money, this is taxpayers' money, effectively, if you built it, and it ran the numbers through the roof. And then the next thing they said, well, we're going to have this big high toll. I forget what it was. They were talking $4 or $5 or something. And I remember at the time thinking, they're nuts. You're not going to charge Alabama citizens $4, $5, $6 to cross that bridge. And, of course, it blew up under its own weight, and they went back to the drawing board, I understand. And I may not be up to date on the latest and greatest plan, but I think I understand where it's generally headed. So, if I'm a little bit off, cut me a little slack there. But I understand that they're no longer planning to shut down the tunnel, so the tunnels remain free. My guess is they probably have downsized it back. And then I've heard several toll rates of $2 and $2.50. And, you know, if they can get the toll down to around $2 or maybe a little more, that seems reasonable and fix the whole congestion mess with the bridge over the Mobile River there. But they don't need to tear out I-10. Perfectly good infrastructure that's got another 50 to 75 years of life on it. I don't know what nutcase at the DOT came up with that idea, but whoever they are, they need to let them design two-lane farm-to-market roads and leave them off the big stuff, because it made no sense whatsoever.
Last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Interesting comment you made about ALDOT and the ALDOT leadership. I mean, I assume you're not pleased with the direction under John Cooper, that is an agency that needs some work?
Well, it all starts at the top. Now, you know, the way it works is the director of transportation runs the department, and that person answers directly to the governor. So the DOT director serves at the pleasure of the governor. So when the DOT director speaks, they're really speaking for the governor. And the decisions, the judgment has been lacking top to bottom on many fronts. And, you know, I'd love to know how much money has been spent in the whole process that will never be recovered. Same thing on that bridge over there in Orange Beach, you know, that whole thing that they carried on about for years. What's that about? How much money got spent in that whole process that never comes to fruition? And then the question is, once you know how much money that is, how many miles of resurfacing can you do on other roads that are not going to get resurfaced because they went chasing these crazy rabbits all over Baldwin and Mobile County? And that, Jeff, is what leadership is about and not about.
Tim, folks want to find out more about your effort or check you out, you know, online. Tell them where they can look.
You broke up.
Tim, sorry. If folks want to check out more about your campaign, find out more about, find a website or something to find out about your candidacy, tell where they can look.
Okay. Let me pull it up here. Excuse me. I don't know it by heart. TimJamesGovernor.com. TimJamesGovernor.com. And anyone listening, I just would love to want to invite you to join this campaign, this effort. There's a lot of things out of sort, and it's time to fight back. And join this campaign. Let's take Alabama back. And I promise you, we're going to lead this nation in the years ahead if we make the tough choices and turn this ship in the right direction over the next few years. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. Tim James, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5.